What's up? This is Leeson Bryce with Leeson Bryce Music. I am back again to talk to you today about something a little bit more personal. But first, we're going to go ahead and get started with my intro. So let's get going. All right, so let me go ahead and give you a personal story of, actually, I just learned this from another video from actual Adam Ivy video. He actually did a video of what's called the pot challenge. Now, I don't know exactly what the actual full context of the video truly was. I had to go back and watch it, but in gist of what he said is that there was two different classes who had to make a certain pot for the whole year. One was to make the perfect pot, and the other was to make as many pots as they can. Now, this was actually a study for or a class for the whole year. So the people who made the pot, the perfect pot, only had to make one pot, of course. And of course, the other people had to make as many as they can. Now, here's the interesting part of that study. The actual people who made the perfect pot, granted, were actually pretty good. They had some pretty dope pots, pretty great pots. But overall, the people who made the most pots actually were a little bit better. They were actually a lot better than the people who made the perfect pots. Why? Because in gist of what I'm trying to get here is that practice with repetition, practice with trying to get your content out, practice with everything you're trying to do is going to eventually lead to something greater. You're going to automatically get better at it. Like, the more practice you put into something, whether it be music, photography, videos, podcasts, everything's going to come out a lot better, a lot more clear in what you're trying to talk about. So where I'm going with this video is that when it comes to content and content creation, and I'm still having trouble with this myself, is that having songs, music, my content being pushed out, I'm trying to follow the Gary V. There's actually Gary V podcast show that I listen to daily, and I was actually stumbled across a video that is actually, or a podcast that actually like resonated with me heavy. He said, the more content you post, because this is obviously my generation, millennial, we are attention-seeking individuals. And of course, the more attention you bring to yourself, of course, the more your brand will grow, right? So he mentioned something about doing 100 posts a day, which is actually not as hard as you think. I mean, of course, 100 posts today would, by yourself, would be overkill. But this is where you can actually go ahead and start paying people to actually start posting for you. But I won't get into that here. But anyway, the gist of what I'm trying to say is that 100 posts a day and trying to bring more attention to yourself to build your brand is going to help you in the long run. And that's, honestly, this is what you need to do to actually start up anything you're trying to do. Mixed repetition with consistency of what your content is actually going to help drive in more traffic to your brand, to your focus, to your website, and whatever you're trying to build. It's just common sense. I know with 100 days of posting, like I said, is a little overkill, but it's going to help you tremendously. And you got to be consistent. Like right now, I generally am stay consistent with the podcast I watch. I generally can stay consistent with the videos I watch. I watch Adam Ivy, Brandman, Smart Rapper, Damian Keys, you know, even Hey Dominic. And I always stay up to date on Instagram. It's just what you're trying to do every day helps better. Like right now, I'm trying to build SEO ranking. I'm trying to get into that as well as website development, Instagram marketing as well, and sound engineering. And I know it's overkill, but I wouldn't be totally against being the jack of all trades. I mean, it's better to have a little experience into every single department before you actually start paying somebody to officially do it all for you, or do most of it for you. Say pay certain people to do it for you. The reason why I say that is because if you're actually trying to start a business and you do not know how to do anything that what I had just mentioned, like say if you don't know how you do your own marketing, how you do your own website development, how are you going to supposed to know what the person that you're managing, you're paying to actually know what they're doing? You got to be able to go one-on-one with people, and you essentially got to do match them, or they can maybe do a little bit better than you. Honestly, it's better to be better to hire somebody to do more experience before you, but it's still better to know how to actually do a little bit of yourself. But anyway, that's my two cents for today. This is Happy Sunday. I know I haven't posted in a while, and please share the video, please like it, subscribe. I'm just trying to build my YouTube channel to a point where I can go ahead and start marketing it. Like I said, I'm going to start a podcast. I'm trying to actually get that set up today, by the end of tonight, getting my website redone. So old website's going to be gone, new website's going to be up. Limiting myself, my budget, and my money, trying to coach people or coach others how to save their money and trying to actually spend it the right way instead of the wrong way like I did. Believe me, 2018 was a rough year. Believe me. But anyway, this is Leeson Bryce with Leeson Bryce Music. I am out. Like I said, hit that like, subscribe button, and I am out. Peace, deuces. I'll see you next time.